أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Viewer, you are welcome to this week's edition of the program Light of Islam. It's a platform that packages teachings about Islam as well as clears some misconceptions about the religion. We are still talking on the topic zina, that is fornication and adultery, a heinous crime in Islam. And today, as usual, we have our regular guest in the studio, Dr. Muhammad Tanko Ali Baitillah, a senior lecturer with the Department of Islamic Studies, Nasarawa University, Kefi, and the chairman, Nigeria Association of Arabic and Islamic Studies, NATAIS, Nasarawa branch, at the same time the chief imam of Abu Bakr Sadiq Juma'at Mosque, Rukn Ali here in Lafia. Ustaz, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Now, Ustaz, let's continue from where we stopped. You know, last week we stopped where you finished explaining the types of zina. Now, what are the injunctions of zina?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، نبينا وحبيبنا وسيدنا ومعلمنا وقدوتنا رسول الله، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، I welcome our viewers with the greetings of Islam. The greetings of Islam is peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Zina, as we have been saying, is one of the most dangerous social vices that is spreading widely in the modern society. We have, as Malam Abu Bakr rightly mentioned, talk about its types in the last episode. Just to emphasize that all the types are prohibited, all the types are haram. It is only that one is more haram than the other. One is one causes angry of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of the society too, more than the other. One has more devilish and dangerous effect than the other. That is only the basis of the classification of the types, as we have mentioned. What is the injunction of zina? We have also mentioned this, but let us back this with the textual evidence. Number one, zina is haram. It is haram for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us not to do it. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us from doing becomes haram. Allah says in the glorious Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Do not come near zina. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to prohibit something, there are so many ways that he does. One of the ways is to ask you not to go near that thing. This is to tell you that even going close to it is an abomination. What of approaching or doing that thing? So just like the Quran asks us not to come close to zina, we should distance ourselves from shirk. فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Just like the Quran also asks the believers to distance themselves from liquor. That we shouldn't come إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. Go away from it. Go away, it means don't come close to it. So Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not come close to zina. He didn't stop there. He described it with two descriptions. Innahu kana fahisha. It is indeed a lewd. Fahisha means something that its danger, its ugliness is clear and open to everybody. That is the meaning of fahisha. Wasa'a sabila, and it is a bad path to tread. It means that it is a thread that will lead you astray, will lead you to punishment, will lead you to disaster and disgrace here in the hereafter. And this description with fahisha and zina makes it not only haram, but a big haram. What is a big haram? A major sin. Not only that, the Quran mentioned that it is not a habit or trait of the believer, that believers do not perpetrate zina. They don't come close to it and they don't do it. Allah says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, where Allah describes the believers, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, then he went ahead by saying that وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. And they are those who guard their private parts. It means that they guard it against indulgence into fornication and adultery. That is the meaning of الَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. They don't expose it. They don't insert it into anybody's private part except their wives and those whose their right hands possess. Allah says they are not to blame. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Those who seek pleasure outside this boundary of their wives and those or their slaves. These are the only mates that you are permitted to have sexual intercourse with. If you do it outside this, you become a transgressor, a moral terrorist. So this is another appellation for the fornicators and adulterers. Allah called them extremists or terrorists, transgressors. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Also in Surah Al-Furqan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was describing the portraits of Ibadur Rahman, righteous servants of Allah, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. They are those who do not call others besides Allah. They do not associate partners to Allah. You see, it's shirk, but we mention it as one of the heinous things. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And they do not kill the soul which Allah has made sacred except through a just cause. So murder, you can see murder is the neighbor of shirk in the Quran. Then Allah says wala yaznun, they do not commit adultery and fornication. Believers, they don't do it. So it is not part of the attributes of the believers to engage in this. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has separated the womanizers and the prostitutes, or you can say perpetrators of adultery and fornication, from the Muslim society. Allah prohibits marrying an adulterer or adulteress, a fornicator or fornicatress, by a righteous Muslim. Allah says in the Quran, الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. In one of the interpretations, a fornicator does not marry except a fornicatress or a polytheist, a woman that is not a Muslim. Again, a female fornicatress also does not marry except a fornicator like her, or somebody who does not even regard fornication as a sin, the mushrik. And Allah says, وَحُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And such is prohibited on the believers. believers are prohibited from marrying those who are engaged in this heinous crime. This is to tell you about the injunction. Not only that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam told us in several authentic ahadith that لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. That a zani, that is a fornicator or an adulterer, does not indulge, engage in these while his faith, his iman is with him. In another tradition, this has been explained that if somebody commits zina, his faith is taken up like a shadow on his head until he finishes this crime, then the faith may come back. You know, it might not come as full as it was before committing this heinous crime. This is to say that it is one of the things that decreases the belief and faith of a believer when he engages in this. Because as Allah said in that verse, that they do not associate except with their likes or the mushrika, it is a gateway out of Islam, out of religion. And this is how all other major sins are. There are gateways that may take you outside the road to leave the straight path and fall a prey of the shaitan and become another sin, not a believing a Muslim. Not only that, it is a crime. To mention that it is a crime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed punishment for whoever indulges in it deliberately with the conditions we have mentioned. Allah says in the Quran, الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين. A punishment of 100 lashes was prescribed for both the man and the woman who are engaged in this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam added more explanation to this. We will talk about this when we come to talk about the curative and preventive measures for curtailing zina in the Muslim society. So, these verses and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they give us the injunction that it is a sin, a major sin, a crime punishable by the Islamic law. And so the Quran and the Sunnah has established all this. And Muslim scholars, as we have said in the first episode, have agreed with consensus to this status. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was reported as saying that there is nothing heinous apart from shirk and murder, which is equal to zina. That zina is a cankerworm that destroys the fabrics of human existence and human society. If it is capable of destroying and dissolving family, then what do you think of it? This is a dangerous disease, worse than HIV/AIDS. It causes HIV/AIDS. It's worse than HIV/AIDS in its effects and in its danger, because HIV/AIDS stops its problem in this world. Zina continues its effects and danger continues to the other world. So summarily, this is the injunction of zina.
Now, if you just join us, the program is Light of Islam and we are discussing on zina, adultery and fornication, a heinous sin in Islam, with Dr. Muhammad Tanko Ali Baitullah, Chairman Natai. Now, what are the causes of this?
Yes, there are really many causes of zina. And to simplify it, we may classify it into what we can call internal causes. By internal, we mean that it is within us, in the community. There is no external force that imposes on us to commit it. No, these are internal causes. And then we have external causes that has to do with some external forces, whether direct or indirect forces. They may come and impose zina on us. Let us talk about the internal causes. Number one is insufficient religious knowledge and training. Religious knowledge and training. I am saying knowledge and training. It is a common knowledge, really. In many of the Muslim communities, take also Nasarawa State. Nasarawa State is among the states of the, North Central Nigeria. And we are rated as less privileged in terms of education, whether it is modern education or even Islamic education. We are backward. This is the reality. We are saying this also to call our governments to do, to increase their efforts towards elevating our educational status, whether in the modern aspects or in our religious education. So backwardness in religious education is one of the causes, and we are suffering from it. Not only the education, but training. You may not be a scholar, but you have a good moral training. When you know this is bad, you will not even come close to it. So this is one, and this is what causes the shakawa. When you say somebody does not fear God, it means that he did not receive sufficient religious training at home. So there is lack of proper education, and there is also lack of proper religious, moral, and legal training in our societies generally, and also specifically in our societies in Nasarawa State. Even the places where are dominated by the Muslims. And this also, there are many causes responsible for our backwardness in this too. But we are just calling attention to it. We may not go deep into all these causes. So this is number one. Number two is child abuse. This is a corollary of the first one. What is child abuse? Many people believe that child abuse is not to put your child into school, modern school. They believe is that when you send him out to become Al-Majiri, that is child abuse. Yes, it is child abuse not to educate him. It is child abuse to expose him to dangers. It is also child abuse when you refuse to give him a standard training at home. So bad upbringing at home. And the indifference of parents with their children. There are some parents who do not know about the whereabouts of their children, where they go, who are their friends, what do they eat, how do they get money. They don't care about all this. Some, they may force their children into adultery without intention because of their carelessness, negligence, and indifference. So I might not want to give examples, but I think it's clear. When you look at our society, you will see that there are many parents who do not care about their children. Some of them even depend on the children for their economic survival. Ladies, here in Nasarawa State, we are aware of in many places where a lady will travel out that she is going to earn money, and she will be sending money home. Nobody knows what she does outside. Many of them go on prostitution. It is in Nigeria that we know that people give out their ladies to Italy for prostitution. Their children. I read even in the news, is it yesterday, that police nab somebody who was trying to send his children outside the country for all this thing. So this is part of the what we are talking about, the child abuse. Some, you can say, they even sell out their children for fornication. They take fornication as business. So this is internal. Nobody will force you to abandon your child. This is internal. Number three is dissolution of family. I have said, and I will continue to mention it again and again, that when a family is destroyed, you destroy the civilization. So we have many broken families where the father is living here and the mother is living somewhere, whether as a result of divorce or mere desertion. They are still married, but she is on her way. He is also in his way. So nobody takes proper care of the child. He goes on his way. And again, this family problem, if you desert her and she is on her own, she also need man. You also need a woman. So you will engage in these practices and you feel it's okay, since she cannot satisfy you, but you have another one to satisfy you. She also feels the same thing. This also is as a result of weak religious training. Another issue is this issue of love, love, love. Children, even at primary level, while you are teaching, you will find them reading something. What is that? You will find that it is a love book. Love. This love, where do they get it from? It's either from their parents, or from their peers in the school, or from the almighty media, from the media. Media might be external, but it is also internal. Who manages MBS? It is we, not somebody from another planet or from another country. Who manages all other media outfits that we have? Do we show pornography in our media or not? Do you show movies on love where sometimes majority of the ladies have naked, and in fact sometimes they do it live? They will say, oh no, they put it after 10 when children are asleep. What of the adults? They can control themselves. Which can control themselves? When they are not married, when they are not properly trained. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They are among us who wants to spread this. The spreading of lewdness and any sexy show in the media, whether conventional, traditional media, or the social media. You can say somebody is forcing you to do this. It's as well internal. These are some of the internal causes that lead to zina. You can also summarize them in two things. Number one is ignorance, and then insufficient religious training. Then number two is lust, shahwa, which is not controlled. So ignorance, number one. Then number two, this shahwa, or what we can refer at as al-dhul, mischief. And these two are the mother of all crimes, either ignorance or mischief. One wants it, but he wants to satisfy his lust at all costs. These are the internal causes. You have the external causes. What are these external causes? There are also many. I'm just mentioning those that I think they are very close. The external one. Number one is this freedom of mixing between sexes. Is it external? Yes, it was external, because this was not our tradition as Africans. It wasn't our tradition as Muslims or Christians. But we imported it from the European Christians. Even the Jews who are, they are religious Jews, who are not secularists, they dress, they are women. When you see they are women, you may think that they are those who the Western media call fundamentalist Muslim women. They close everything. In fact, last week somebody sent some pictures of ladies, Jewish ladies, not in Europe, in Israel. You can't see anything from their body. They covered everything because that is the prescription in their Bible. You understand? So this free mingling or mixing that we imported, and now somebody may say it's internal because nobody is forcing you to do that. Yes, some schools, they force that. There must be that. They have their own reasons. The Quran categorically prohibits that. Another issue is the issue, the influence of peer groups, clubs. You have nightclubs. You have many other things like that. Then number three, which I have mentioned as internal, is also external, is the issue of the media. Number four on this is the deliberate impunity. That when people are caught into this crime, they are not punished. So if people know that they will not be punished, they might not do it. They may indulge in doing it. So you may consider them internal or external, because all these were imposed to us. Sometimes ago, we don't know them. Nobody even thinks about them, but they were imposed, and many of us have internalized this. When you talk about the punishment of zina, many people will say, no, it's inhuman. It negates natural justice and what have you. We will come to talk about that.
Okay, I think time will not permit us to go into the effect of pollution and all of that. Due to time factor, here again, we are going to stop on this week's edition of the program, Light of Islam, with our regular guest, Dr. Muhammad Tanko Ali Baitillah, a senior lecturer with the Department of Islamic Studies, Nasarawa State University, Kebbi, and the chairman of Nigeria Association of Teachers of Arabic and Islamic Studies, NATAI, Nasarawa State branch. Until next week, inshallah, when we come your way with another edition. My name is Abu Bakr Akwaya, saying wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.